Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Jake Culbertson coming to you live from Colorado. Thank you for joining us here at Surge Nation. We're so honored that you guys could be here, and those of you that are going to be listening to the replay, thank you for being here. And share this with whomever you would like. We've got a great show today with a great guest. So as we're wrapping up the month of June, here we are on the 28th of June, 2017, and the summer is going and blowing, and a lot of people are traveling right now and doing different things, from cruises to local trips. We've got July 4th weekend coming up here in the next few days. So it's an exciting time of the year, and we've got all kinds of great things taking place in the travel industry. So one of the things that we've done over this last year is we've had one of our regular guests, Regina Legoustier, who's been on, and she has been on talking about many different things. She has helped many people that I know of, including my mom and others, to travel around the world, and she has added her expertise into their lives and helped them to go on cruises and go on trips and do different things that have just been so influential into their lives and the way that they travel. And you guys, using a travel expert is the way to go. I know that people can book a hotel or book, you know, an airline ticket, things like that, but when it comes down to it, using a travel expert is the best possible thing and way to go. And the reason for that is because of what they know when it comes to insurance, when it comes to passports and visas and things like that. And so Regina is one of those people. So today Regina is going to be joining us and talking about several things, but the first and most important thing is going to be the passion play in 2020, the year 2020. So Regina, hey, welcome to the call. Welcome to Surge Nation. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Jay, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're sure welcome.
Can you hear
me? We always enjoy having you here.
Oh.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. And
okay.
I want to thank you for being here and taking time out of your busy schedule. So I'll let you get right into the passion play and let everybody know what it's about, what it entails, and what they can do. And then at the very end, we'll have you give, when you have a couple minutes, I'll remind you, and we'll give out all of your information where people can contact you. So, again, welcome to the call, and then also let us know all about the passion play. Go for it.
All right. Thanks, Jake, and thanks, everybody, for logging on today. We really appreciate you being here. You may have heard of the passion play in Oberammergau. This is a play that the village hosts every 10 years, and it started in the medieval times in 1630s, where the black or the bubonic plague, the plague was rampant in Europe, and the villagers prayed that they would be spared from the plague, and their prayers were answered, and no one is ever known to have died from the plague in that village again. Well, as part of their vow and their thanks, they vowed to put on a passion play, and so that started in 1634, and I don't know when it went to every 10 years. But they do it every 10 years now on the zero year. So I was blessed enough to be able to go in the year 2000. And then I wanted to make the opportunity available for people to go with us again in 2020. So we have set up a group with Colette Vacations, and we have traveled with them when we did our New England Fall Colors, and so I know they're very good about what they do, and so they are going to set up this group for us, and we have a tentative itinerary right now, and it's called the Austrian Delight, where we will fly from, well, the group will be centered in Denver, but if you live outside of Denver, you can fly from anywhere and meet us. And our first destination will be in Innsbruck, Austria. So we'll be flying into Innsbruck, Austria, and we'll have several nights there. My husband and I chose this itinerary for several reasons. One, it gets us into Austria and Germany, and it has where we will be in just a couple of hotels instead of changing hotels every night or every other night. That was pretty exhausting when we did that in New England. So we'll be in Innsbruck, and then from each location, we'll be going on the bus to see different things during the day. So we'll be coming back to the hotel at night. So we'll be in Innsbruck for day two, which is the first day there, day three, day four, and then on that day, we'll go into Bavaria and visit different things. And then from day five, six, and seven, we'll be in Salzburg, Austria. And Salzburg is my favorite European city. Then after that, we'll be going to Oberammergau and spending one night in Oberammergau and seeing the play at that time. The play is 5 hours long. And they do give you a dinner break for a couple of hours. So everyone in the theater streams out into the town to go and have dinner. But being part of our group, you have a specific place to go for dinner. And then the next day we'll go into Munich, and that's where our tour will end. So I wanted to kind of give you some of the ideas, some of the things that we'll be seeing on our tour. It'll be ending with the Passion Play, but we'll also be going to see lots of other things. We'll have local tour guides in different cities, and we will be seeing different cathedrals, driving through the Austrian Alps. We'll be visiting the seat of the Habsburg Dynasty, which is the Fehrenstraße, that's the famous golden roof, and it was built by the Archduke Frederick in the Hofburg Dynasty. We'll be visiting the Olympic Park, and we'll be visiting a couple of the places you may have heard of. King Ludwig, Mad King Ludwig, he was the one responsible for building Neuschwanstein. Now, according to the current itinerary, we won't actually be going to Neuschwanstein. They do have a photo stop, which you'll be able to take pictures of. But when I called to see if we could actually visit there, she said there's just going to be thousands and thousands of people in Germany at that point in time. And so they have chosen one of King Ludwig's palaces for us to visit, but it's a lesser one. It's called Hohenschwangau, and his mascot, if you will, were swans. And so in all of his properties, he had swans, and this particular palace is actually named after the swans, so it's pretty cool. I have not visited there, so that'll be a nice thing to do, to be able to do something different. They have us visiting the Swarovski crystal place. And then we have a whole day in Salzburg for you to do what you want to do. And I'll be able to help you with different things to do. We'll have our tour guide who will be able to give you different ideas of things to do. And, of course, if you love the Sound of Music like I do, going on a tour for the Sound of Music will be great, because it'll get you through visiting Salzburg and then getting you outside of the city to the different places where they did some of the filming. We'll be going to stay in Oberammergau overnight, the night that we see the Passion Play. And Oberammergau is a wonderful little village. It kind of expands when thousands of people are coming every day throughout the summer, but they have wonderful little shops that'll have wooden religious icons, crosses and creches and all kinds of great items. So there'll be plenty of opportunity for shopping if you like to do that. And then, as I mentioned, our last day, we'll go at the night after spending the night in Oberammergau, we'll go to Munich, where the flights will leave. Now, you will have the opportunity to extend your vacation if you like, and my husband and I will be doing that. But I ask that if you do that, please do it at the end. I can help you get anywhere in Europe that you want to go. But it would be better if you did that at the end, because flying in to Innsbruck, you're going to be picked up at the airport. You'll be taken to the hotel. And if you are already in Europe, you will be responsible for making those meeting locations. So if you want to stay in Europe after, then that's fine. Colette has already told me that they will work with you to change your flights, and you can fly out of wherever you want to. I can help you get and visit different things. So that certainly is an option. Our itinerary right now is 10 days, with that last day being the drive to Munich. So it's not really a day, but your departure flight will be that 10th day. There are meals that are included in the itinerary, and we are still waiting on final pricing, but they said to expect $4,000 to $6,000 per person. Now, don't lose your breath, because it really will be worth it, I promise you. It will include your air, all of your hotels, some meals, mostly breakfast. You'll have breakfast every day, and then some dinners, and all the lunches will be on your own. But you will want that, because you will want to be able to go out and visit different restaurants and pick your own places for lunch. So airfare, hotels, some meals, all entrances when we go to visit the different places on the itinerary, the entrance fees will be included, including the cost of the passion play. So it really, and ground transportation, and then our tour guide. The only thing that really won't be included for him will be the gratuities. They'll ask you to pay those extra. So that'll be something that I'll help you prepare for as we get closer to the trip. I am currently taking deposits, and I have 5 people deposited right now. And so I have 20 seats to fill. And once those are filled, then I'll be able to sell on a available basis. Once they give us our date of travel, it will be a guaranteed departure date. So, and I've already made sure of that, because last time we kind of had to change our travel date by a couple of days, which was kind of a pain. So I've already made sure that we're going to have a guaranteed departure date. And so I'm just kind of waiting on everything to be finalized. But you are able to put your deposit down. And the deposit is $1,000 per person, and it covers a deposit and travel insurance. And I would ask that you please do not book this trip without travel insurance. It is 3 years away, and anything can happen in those 3 years, and you want to make sure that if something happens and you are not able to travel, that you will be able to get your money back. So if you are interested in this, all you have to do is contact me, and I will be able to send you the itinerary that we have right now. I really don't think it's going to change much. They've already changed it a couple of times and added a couple of things, taken a couple of things away. So I think I have been told that everything will be finalized in the fall. The date they gave me was September, so I'm hoping that that they stick to that and really let me know what the cost is going to be, what the departure date will be, and then the final itinerary. And once that's set, it won't change. They're just trying to still get everything locked in.
Okay, so Regina?
And I do have a form. Yes.
We just had a couple questions that were brought up, and one of them was, and you can cover this as soon as you're done wrapping up what you're about to say, just wanted to plant the seed out there. They were asking about, for those who have not traveled abroad before, what recommendations do you give as far as insurance, which they heard that, but as far as passports and those kinds of things, and money? So that's a question that was out there, and you can answer that whenever.
Okay, well, you will need a passport, and I can help you with the forms for that. So you will need to plan on. They used to say 90 days. Now it's about 6 weeks out. But if you know that you're going to go on that, I would go ahead and start getting that done. Your passport is good for 10 years. And so once you get that, you know, 3 years buffer, you'll be fine with traveling. Money, all of the countries that we will visit use the euro. So you will need some cash, but the bigger thing is for meals and for souvenirs and stuff like that, you might want to use a credit card. A couple of reasons for that, that it's easier to keep close to you, and it will give you a better exchange rate typically with going from dollars to euro. And right now, I didn't look it up to see what it was, but the last time I did see that was about a month ago. It was pretty close to, I think it was like 120, and that may have changed with all of the excitement going on in Europe, so I'm not really sure what it is now, but we can always look that up and see. In fact, I can maybe do that while we're talking. So, I mean, as far as money, the amount of money goes, I would probably go with, and it would depend on what the exchange rate is too, but I would probably go with $200 to $300 in cash, because you can use those for tips at the airport or a lot of things like that. And a lot of times when you have meals and you use a credit card, then the meal, the tips will already be included in your meal. That's the kind of the way they do things in Europe. So it's not an added thing. They already do include it. I'm not sure exactly what the question is about money, how much to bring is, if that's the question or what it is. But if I didn't answer your question and you need more specifics, just let Jake know.
Nope, that was perfect. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, Regina, you answered the question perfectly.
Okay.
That's what they were wondering about,
okay.
About what they can take and how to do the exchange and all of that. And thank you for recommending on the passport, too, because I've had several people on here that have said that their passports expire within the next couple of years. So, yeah, going ahead and getting that renewed and doing all of that is a great idea. So thank you for that suggestion. And I'll let you get on to what else you're talking about with the Passion Play.
Well, let me tell you one more thing about the passport. If your passport is going to expire in 2020, then you definitely want to get it renewed. And it needs to be valid 6 months past our return date. So if we're looking to go in June, July, August, September, October, it should be valid at least through the end of November. So if your passport does expire, even if it expires late in the year, I would go ahead and get that done and get it renewed. To get it renewed, it costs less, and I can help you with those forms and paperwork and costs and everything. But, yeah, definitely make sure that is all up to date and ready to go. I don't really have any more. I do have a form that I would have people fill out with all of their information. So I do have that as far that I can email people or mail it to them, whatever works best. I would just have to have the contact information. I really don't have anything else. There's just so much that they're going to do for us or that we'll be able to go and see. And I'm really excited about having a whole day to visit Salzburg, because like I mentioned, Salzburg is my favorite city, and I used to live just about an hour west of there. I lived there for 2 years. And for me to just be able to jump on the train and go to Salzburg for the day was such a treat, because there's just so much to see. It's so historical. the Saltok River is amazingly beautiful. You've got Mozart, and that is one of the things that they're going to do for us, is we're going to have a Mozart concert, a dinner concert there. You've got the salt mines that are close by, tons of shopping opportunities, you know, so it's just an amazing city to visit, and I can't wait for you to visit it too. Innsbruck will have, of course, is an Olympic village there. That's where they've held at least one Olympics. I don't know the year. And then we'll just be, and of course, Bavaria is wonderful. It's so beautiful with the mountains. It's just very hard to describe. I loved living in Bavaria, and I can't wait for people to travel with us and be able to experience it too. And of course, there's always the food. The food is great.
And Regina, one thing, one question that came across here is if, since you guys are traveling with Colette and with you, if they decided to do an extended stay, is that something they could talk to you about, and if they want to stay for like another week or so?
Absolutely, yes. I've already confirmed with Colette that they will work with us to extend your air, so you can still get your air with Colette. And then, yes, I can help you travel wherever you want to go from Munich, which is where the tour will end. And so if you wanted to stay in Munich, if you wanted to go elsewhere, I can certainly help you with that. Absolutely. And my husband's
okay,
family
perfect.
Lives
that's,
in
that's
France.
What they wanted to know, so thank you very much.
Yeah. My husband's family lives in France, so we have been talking a little bit about going from Munich to France and seeing them. So, yes, it definitely is possible. I just ask that you do it at the end of the tour instead of at the beginning.
Okay, great. That's a great tip, and thank you for that. Now, we have about 7 minutes left, and I know you've covered a lot on the Passion Plane. You guys, I'm telling you, Regina has done this. She's been out there as well. She's traveled all around the world, and so it's a great opportunity to travel with somebody who's an expert, and even more so when it comes to Colette. They are so professional. They've done a great job for her in past trips and tours and things like that. My mom's been with them several different times, and so it's just great. So make sure that you are planning this. When it comes down to it, Regina, because of her connection and her being a travel professional, she has gotten this through Colette, and so she is going to be heading up and doing everything basically for you. And she does a great job with the itinerary, letting you know how everything works. And so it is just the way to go when it comes to using a travel agent and a travel professional. So one of the other things that we had talked about briefly, Regina, as you had mentioned, I think it was Azamara?
Azamara Cruise Line?
Yeah, was that the cruise line you and I were talking about before we were going to do this show?
No, Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean, I'm sorry. So I wanted you to be able to share a little bit about that as well, because you guys, when she's not touring, she cruises. So Regina does it all.
Yes,
so,
right.
Yeah, Regina, I want you to share a little bit about that. And then, like I said, I'll let you know. I'll give you a signal when we have a few minutes left to give out all your information and how people can contact you.
Okay. Well, we will be cruising in February out of Fort Lauderdale with Royal Caribbean, and we'll be sailing on Allure of the Seas. Now, I have not sailed with Royal Caribbean before, and I'm really excited about sailing on this ship. This is one of the first ships that they have where they have taken out the middle of the ship. So what that means is that there are very few interior rooms. So they have the middle of the ship is open to the sky, and they've got restaurants, they've got a garden, and then they have an arcade and a big pool theater. So I'm so excited to be able to travel with this. And we have 10 people going with us right now, so we've got a pretty good-sized group, and we'd love to have anyone else that would be interested sailing with us. February, we're going to be visiting St. Thomas. Well, the first stop is Nassau, so a lot of people have been there already, but that's just kind of, we'll be stopping in Nassau. Hang on, I'm sorry, I didn't. Let me get my information here. So, okay. So leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, stopping in Nassau, stopping in Charlotte, Emily, St. Thomas, then Phillipsburg, St. Martin, two nights of cruising or 2 days of cruising, and then back to Fort Lauderdale. So it's just a nice kind of a break in the winter. And we've got people coming from Denver, from Michigan, from Chicago. Yeah, so we're going to have several, we're all going to meet there and go on the cruise together. It'll be a lot of fun. If you're interested in going on that, I can look up for you a quote and give you, we can find out what's available. Just so that you know, the final payment date is in November, November 6th. So it'd be a short payment period, but certainly doable. We've got
okay, and that's great. That's great. And I was going to say, if you want to, go ahead and give out your information about that and how people can contact you, Regina. That'd be great, including your website as well.
Okay. Probably the best way to reach me is my phone number, and it is 303-241-2119. 303-241-2119. I am in the Denver area, so on Mountain Time. And please, if I can't answer the phone, please leave me a message and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. My email address is, I'll spell it for you, it's ryoustillhere at gmail.com. So it's Are You Still Here at gmail.com, and then the R is just the letter R, still here, at gmail.com. Our website is areyoustillhere.com, and it's the same thing as the email. The R is just the letter R, ryoustillhere.com. I'm having surgery on Monday, and so I'll be out for just a, but please, if you do call early next week, just leave me a message and I will get back to you. I promise. I love to travel and I love helping people travel. And we just really
perfect,
enjoy
Regina.
It.
Well, we've got 2 minutes left, so thank you for all of that information. I also wanted to say, if you would just want to fill in for the next 2 minutes and let people know of any other trips or things that you know that are coming up. You know, this time of the year is a great time to book cruises for the holidays that are coming up. And, you know, a lot of people are booking things now for Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. So if you want to take this last minute to let people know what they can do this time of the year.
Well, this time of the year is the best time to start getting your holiday bookings because things just fill up so quickly. And right now, the pricing is good. If you think about the theory of supply and demand, as demand goes up, the prices go up. So, and it is true for travel. So now is a great time to start thinking about your holiday travel. The flights will be less and hotels will be less. And availability will be higher. So anywhere that you want to go, that's going to be the case. Even if you just want to a staycation in your local town, that would be, now is a good time to start planning and getting things booked. I do want to let
all
you
right,
know.
All right, well, fantastic.
I have a cruise. Oh, are we done? Okay.
No, go ahead.
I do have another cruise in April of 2019 that gives you a little bit more time to plan for things. And it's going to be leaving out of New Orleans, and we're going to be going to Honduras, Belize, and then into Cozumel. And I'm really excited about going into Belize because I want to be able to see the manatees that they have there. And that time of year, they'll still be close to land. They won't have migrated out to the open oceans yet. So, just something to think about. And it is with Carnival out of New Orleans.
All right, perfect. And people can contact you for all of that. Is that correct?
Absolutely.